of Pella High School basketball here with head coach Derek Schulte following a win over Newton. And coach, boy, it seems like the gears are starting to finally turn. You enter the rankings on Monday, ranked 10th. There's a lot of pressure that comes with that, knowing there's postseason positioning. You're back in the rankings. People are talking Pella basketball again. And your guys are up to the challenge. A tough win Monday at a really tough place to play with a good Des Moines North team. And then you turn around and maybe put together your best four quarters yet to date here this season against Newton. Your thoughts about being able to finish this week strong, continue the home conference stand strong, and to really start feeling like the momentum starting to go into February.
We played good basketball tonight on both ends of the floor. And, you know, as you can tell, it's really starting with our defense. And it goes back to that Norwalk game. And then we saw it again tonight. Really limited their top two guys and made everything tough for them. But it also allows us to play at our pace. Newton's a team that if they get comfortable offensively, they run their sets, they can grind you a little bit defensively, and all of a sudden you're playing a game in the 40s and 50s, their style. Our defense and our ability to get stops allowed us to get out in transition. We were efficient on the offensive end. We shared the basketball. It was a good night.
And not only were you getting stops, but it was one-and-done trips, really dominating the glass, especially in the first half with about a 14-rebound advantage. And that allowed you to get quick runouts on the other side. It allowed you to at least get the offense on the other side. And like you said, kept Newton on their back foot. And while this offense can be spectacular in a vacuum, it's even better when the defense is turning into that, and rebounding and lowering turnovers is so key, because when you guys have a chance to really shoot like they did tonight, you had five or six guys who were really involved in the offense.
Definitely. You know, I thought Tyson Barnes had 8 boards. He was great on the glass tonight. And we had multiple guys in that 4 or 5 range. And so that balance on rebound is just as important as our balance offensively, which we saw 4 guys in double figures, but a lot of guys contribute. It was one of those nights where I thought our depth shined. We were able to continue to put pressure on regardless of the combinations on the floor, and really liked the way we did flip that assist to turnover ratio in the second half. You know, we came out after they hit 2 quick threes and looked like, okay, they're going to make their response, and we settled in, and I thought we settled in by sharing the basketball, getting good open looks both at the rim and from the 3-point line, and we're able to extend that lead.
Well, and that gets into showing off the depth. By the way, here with head coach Derek Schulte, this interview powered by Hy-Vee following a Pella win over Newton. Showing off the depth, the only little area of concern, and it's just how the game was called a little tighter. You had some foul trouble there that you're really juggling at the end of the second half or second quarter, and that was managed well enough in part because your bench guys were playing so well. And without Nate, you don't have the luxury of 11 right now, and we know Nate's going to be out for at least a couple weeks, at least that's what he was telling us. So 10 guys in the rotation is still a lot, and you had to rely on that because you were starting to get into that foul trouble.
Definitely. And that's an area, you know, if there's a growth area from tonight, it's continuing to defend without fouling, not putting them at the free throw line and not putting us in that position as we go down the stretch here where we're getting guys off the floor. But we were a little more aggressive in the first half. We left a couple guys out there with 2 fouls early just to learn to play through that, and knowing that we have depth behind them, and they stepped up when they got on the floor.
Well, and it feels like now, too, that you've won a lot of different ways, and even that loss to DCG, you've won 7 of 8 now. That has continued. You're back in the rankings and have a chance to really climb here coming up over the course of the next week. This could be another turning point in the season, right? And you don't want it to turn. You want it to keep going. So how, especially knowing that Oskaloosa coming up on Tuesday is a team that you thoroughly dominated in similar fashion here tonight, how do you repeat that or at least give yourself a chance to keep confidence going by winning comfortably against a team that has given a lot of conference team scares this year?
You know, number one, I think, give Oski credit. They've played really good basketball here of late, and so they've got a couple big conference wins, and so this is a different Oski team we're about ready to face on Tuesday than the first time around. But more importantly, during this stretch, our real focus has been on us. As we've been saying all along, how can we get to be playing our best basketball in February? And you can see as we turn to February tomorrow, this was our best performance. We've put together a good stretch here, and so we've got to continue to find ways to just ratchet it up a little bit in certain areas. We'd love to still clean up a few turnovers with it. And then defensively, just some consistency pieces. You can see the growth, and now if we can just add a little consistency, it makes a huge difference. And so we're excited about the opportunity that's ahead for us.
Well, and even next week, and why I say turning point, the other side of it is you have really your last two I really am not taking anything away from PC or Oskaloosa, but real chances to play against teams that, in theory, you should beat, right? Because you go to the next week and you're at Wells Fargo Arena. You've got Indianola, a team that you had to go to a buzzer beater with, and then DCG to end the conference season. That's not to take anything away from PC or Oskaloosa, but clearly in front of you, in theory, two games on paper you should win and that you'd really like to win considering the rankings. They're both at home and knowing what's coming in that final full week of the season.
You know, back when we were not playing at our best, we just kept talking about this one mission piece each night. One mission, one night at a time, and that's exactly how we're going to stay in this. We're not going to look ahead to anybody. We got Oski on Tuesday. We know what's ahead on Friday with a big rivalry game, and we know how both these, you think, once again, rivalry week, Oski, Pella Christian, it's always great battles. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough, great environments. Let's get after it.
Again, your final score, Pella 72, Newton 51. The Dutch improved to 11-5 overall. They've won 7 of their last 8. Coach, it's been a lot of fun to see the team turn it around. It feels like a little bit yet to improve on, which is fun and exciting. Trevor, we'll get to see you on Tuesday.
Can't wait. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Our Oskaloosa coverage starting at 5:45.